Day is a special day, and we are celebrating 30 years of In Vogue.
That's right, 30 years. I can't believe it.
Man, you're only 36. It's amazing. How are you doing that?
That's right.
On the way, talk with Cindy from Vogue on WHUR. How does it feel?
Yes.
Tell us what you guys are doing in this kind of crazy whirlwind right now. What are you guys up to?
Oh, my goodness. Well, we initially had a tour planned to celebrate our 30th year of the brand being in the industry. But, of course, this the plague has changed all that. So we have redirected, and we are doing the Funky Divas podcast in continuation of our 30th anniversary. We launched our podcast, and the first episode is already up on our YouTube channel. And we are also doing our social media campaign, you know, encouraging families to stay in touch with each other, because a lot of people are dealing with depression and loneliness during this time. So we're redirecting our focus and energy to just encourage people to stay connected, call family members, seniors who are living alone. And also we're telling people to host their videos, hashtag hold on together, of how they're working, doing their part to flatten the curve.
So the Hold On Together initiative, how can we all get in on it? And also, what will you be doing with that? Will it be on your YouTube? How will you use that?
People can upload their videos on our Instagram, In Vogue Music, or our In Vogue Facebook page. And just little videos of what they're doing to help flatten the curve.
We're talking with Cindy from In Vogue, celebrating 30 years. Cindy, what do you know about Cindy now that you didn't know 30 years ago?
That I would be still a member of In Vogue, and we would still be doing concerts, and we would still be putting out music, or that we would have a podcast or anything. I just, you know, because this is such a short-lived business. The other thing I think is set your sight for the long goal. Like, you know, back then, I think we were sort of living in the here, the now, and probably sweating the little things. They look like big things, but, you know, as time passes, I realized those weren't even big things, you know. There are more important things, and I'm a mom and a wife now. I have 4 kids, and so that's redirected my perspective on life.
You know, all of us have had to sort of shift a little bit now, and I know you had big plans with the group this year for the 30th anniversary, but now that you're at home,
yes,
and the kids and everybody's together, I mean, what do the kids of Cindy Heron do for their superstar mom? Like, what happens on Mother's Day for you?
Oh, they go all out. They usually buy me presents. Every year we open presents, and we go out to lunch or dinner somewhere. And it's just, you know, it's simple, but I love it. Sometimes we'll throw in a movie.
Well, I hope you have the best Mother's Day under these circumstances. Your music has empowered women, you know, through all. I know men, too, you know, they love the sound. They love how beautiful you ladies are. But I want to thank you as, you know, a 50-something-year-old woman. You've empowered me through these years with your songs.
Oh,
and your,
thank you.
And, yes, absolutely. So to all the girls and yourself, we say thank you.
Oh, thank you so much. You guys stay blessed and stay healthy. Hey, this is Cindy with In Vogue, and I am here with Allison and Mark, and we are giving a shout out to all of the In Vogue fans. Thank you so much for hanging in there for so many years with us. We're celebrating our 30th anniversary, and we all want to say all together, hold on together. We'll get through this. Stay positive, y'all.
And on the way, we have Wilborn's World. George, what's coming up?
Hey, man, I'm going to tell you, Mark, you and Allison are going to love this one. Things that should go away forever and never come back.
All right, George, we can't wait. Thank you.